One other question I've heard devotees ask. They've heard your example of the guru with one foot in Vaikuntha, one foot here.
Yes, you got it like that.
And those three categories. But they want to know, is that your example, or is there some example in the Shastra?
আমি যেটা শুনেছিলাম বলেছিলাম যে বৈকুণ্ঠে দুই পা বৈকুণ্ঠে দিয়ে এখানে হাত বাড়িয়ে নিয়ে যাচ্ছেন একদল আচার্য হায়ার, তারা উত্তম ভাগবত, আর সেখান থেকে এক পা এখানে বাড়ি দিয়ে এখান থেকে লোক রিক্রুট করছেন সেকেন্ড ক্লাস, আর দুই পাই এখানে এখান থেকে বৈকুণ্ঠকে দেখতে পাচ্ছেন লোক নিয়ে যাচ্ছেন সেদিকে, থ্রি ক্লাসেস অফ আচার্য হয়েছেন। তিনি বলছেন যে কোন শাস্ত্রিক রেফারেন্স আছে কিনা। হ্যাঁ,
ওইটাকে ঘুরিয়ে আর কি, ওই মহাভাগবত তো আর
ভাগবত টু ফিট ইন বৈকুণ্ঠ অ্যান্ড টেকিং রিক্রুটিং ফ্রম হিয়ার, দ্যাট ইজ মহাভাগবত। ওয়েন বাই দি স্পেশাল উইল অফ লর্ড he is requested to this service, he does. Mahabharata is qualified, there cannot be any doubt.
Yes.
Then, generally, the Madhyam Bhagavat, Acharya appointed from Madhyam Bhagavat section, mainly. Why? Now, they have got the vision of differentiation. All is not within Krishna consciousness, someone outside Krishna consciousness. This is both things in his view, Krishna consciousness and the non-Krishna consciousness. And it is necessary. The non-consciousness, Krishna consciousness should be converted into Krishna consciousness. So, Mahabhagavat, when he comes to take up this duty, he has forcibly given by Krishna some prejudice. You see, there is non-Krishna consciousness, and do your duty. And it is natural with the Madhyam Bhagavat that there is non-Krishna consciousness and that must be converted into Krishna consciousness. That is Madhyam Bhagavat. So, Madhyam Bhagavat should get appointment and acharya, it is clear from that. Then, the Madhyam Bhagavat may be of two types. One from one leg here, one leg there. He is also considered to be the Madhyam Bhagavat in the middle stage. One leg here, one leg there means he has got a realization of the truth of Krishna consciousness, but not fully acquired the Swarup Siddhi, on the way to Swarup Siddhi. And who has got two legs here, he is also Madhyam Bhagavat, his attention is drawn towards them. He is neglectful of his position here. He does not make much of his position here. The attraction is not. Attraction is there, but he has not fully escaped from the influence of Maya. Still, though weak, still he may be. His attempt should be laudable. That he wants to help others. He is willing to take others along with him, a laudable position. Now, this is the yukti, and the shastra we may find.
What is yukti?
What are you told?
Example.
When he is here, he has got mundane touch, but he depreciates this completely, but and he is fully attending this spiritual realization, appreciating and engrossed there, but he has not even completely dissociated his mundane nature.
Yes.
But he's conquering. He's gaining battle after battle and moving towards the Krishna consciousness. That is, he has got goodwill. He is of Goshtanandi type. When just before we finally dissociated with this world, dissociate with this world and take leave of this world finally and enter there, two types, Goshtanandi and Viviktanandi. One class does not care for others, they are very particular for their own release. And there is another class by nature who does not like to go alone, but he wants to go with so many associates there. That is particular nature in that stage. We have find Bhaktivinoda Thakur as written in Chaitanya Sikkhamata. In Prema Rurukhu, in that stage, two types, Goshtanandi and Viviktanandi. The Goshtanandi type has got a natural inclination not to go alone but to take many with them. And now from the Shastra reference we may find Laukiki Vaidiki Bapi Jakriya Kriyate Mune Hari Seva Nikulaiva Sakarya Bhakti Michata. Whatever duty we may accept, whatever activity we may accept as our duty in the spiritual life, it may be Vaidiki and Laukiki. The inspiration may come from the scripture, Vaidiki and the Laukiki, Vapi Jakriya Kriyate Mune. And the duties that come from our social life, the problems that come from social life, the both, everywhere he should do according to his own spiritual consciousness. In the Kanishthadikari, one may not care of his social life. He would go to the temple, worship there, strictly following the rules of the scripture. But when outside temple, he may do anything and everything to his relation with others. He may not deal spiritual way, any other way. But scripture, dictations have got influence over him partially, is there. And as regards his dealings with others, he may not have any spiritual principle. But Madhyamadhikari is he who applies in his ordinary life also. Whom I should make friend, what sort of trade I should accept for my livelihood, and how we shall select friend amongst the public, whether a devotee or non-devotee or anyone. This is, social life is also affected and controlled by his spiritual principle. Then he becomes Madhyamadhikari. When he adopts such form of life, then he can help others. He is fit to help others. He won't be affected by the foreign unfavorable association, because he has already practiced and settled in that form of life how to deal with others and to keep up his spiritual vitality. Do you follow?
Yes.
So he has practiced in that way, so he can be eligible to initiate, to help others, because he has already transformed himself in his dealings to outside environment. He can keep up by fighting with the agents of Maya. He has already proved that he has kept up his spiritual position, fighting and adjusting with the unfavorable environment. So he can be relied. And he may be entrusted with the duty of Acharya. Tomorrow? You will go?
I'm going tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning. All right. So Madhyama Adhikari, the classification of Madhyama Adhikari. Kanishtha Adhikari cannot be relied to be an Acharya, because his spiritual life only confined in the temple and in particular behavior of himself. But Kanishtha Madhyama Adhikari is already, there is already a transformation, wholesale, total transformation from ordinary life into spiritual life. So he should be considered to be the fit with dealing the unfavorable environment, and he will fight and he will make progress in his spiritual campaign. And really, by such person, the world is benefited, who is above, dissociated themselves from this mundane world. They generally do not come to egg their head, but when specially requested by the Lord, they come. Otherwise, they do not care for the mundane world. And the Kanishtha Adhikari has got very little, and he is busy to purify himself, and he may not care for the others, for the environment. But it is the duty, general, of the Madhyama Adhikari, that who is transforming his social position in this world into spiritualizing, he will be the fittest man to good to the world. Ishvare tadadhineshu badishesu disasucha priyamaitri kipupekha japkaroti samadhyam. This is in Srimad Bhagavatam, the description of the Madhyama Adhikari. What is the sign of a Madhyama Adhikari in Bhagavatam? Ishvare tadadhineshu badishesu disasucha, who has got love and affection for the Lord, for Krishna, Ishvara, tadadhineshu, love for God and friendship with the devotees of the Lord. Ishvare tadadhineshu and badisheshu disasucha. And those that are ordinaries, simple man to extend grace to them. And enemy condition towards the atheist, to the enemy of the spiritual thing. These are the items or the factors of his conduct of a Madhyamadhikari. That his love towards the Lord, his friendship towards the devotees, and to the ordinary public, his attitude is to convert them, to make good to them. So, it is only Madhyamadhikari who is who holds the fittest position for Acharya. He abhors the atheistic anti-section, and he extends his grace, his kindness to the ordinary people, and he has got friendship with the devotees of the Lord, and he has got extreme love, attention, and obligation to the supreme authority. So that Malisheshu, the ordinary people, is eager to extend his help. So this is Madhyamadhikari. He holds the fittest position of an Acharya, and not Kanishthadhikari, nor Uttamadhikari. Uttamadhikari, Sarvabhuteshu Jappasid Bhagavad Bhavamapuno, Bhutani Bhagavad Tatman, Esa Bhagavad Uttama. Everywhere he sees the connection with the Absolute, with Krishna. So no room to request anyone that be devotee. There is no room. He sees that he has got that connection with Krishna. I am rather unfit to render my service to Krishna. That is in the case of Uttamadhikari. There is no question of a general preaching tendency to be there. That is only confined to the Madhyamadhikari, who is established there and also seeing non-God area. The non-God area, he wants to, is eager to convert the non-God area into God area, godly area. That is the tendency with the Madhyamadhikari, and it is natural. So, he should hold the position of an Acharya. But there is also gradation in Madhyamadhikari, the subgradation. Position, subposition, we have to consider it amongst ourselves.
Are there gradations of Uttama Adhikaris?
Of course, gradations. Only because that is a positive world, only get complete liberation from Maya, that does not mean that he has got the highest position there. So there is a very progressive thing is there. There are so many rasa, santo, dasya, rakka, vatsala. In his rasa there are also groups according to quality. And in the group also, the leader and the servant and succession there is. So
These ashraya vigraha, like Subal,
the mood ashraya, we may consider them to be in final position.
But they're not jiva tattva.
No.
They're always chit shakti?
Come from chit shakti, sarup shakti. The sarup shakti, from the inner, the inner part of sarup shakti, the inmost part of sarup shakti has produced them. If you speak at all, yes, they are production.
Right.
They are eternal.
Right.
But the deeper Sarvashakti, the more intense. Sarvashakti also, not always, the intensity of Sarvashakti is not always the same. Nearer to Krishna, more intense. Mm. And apart from that is less intense.
Yes.
In this way we have to understand. Anyhow, they are carried always for Krishna. They do not care for the men here in the mundane plane. This is the concern of generally with the Madhyamadhikari devotees.
Yes.
That they think that this is good, and it should be their intention that I am tasting it is very tasteful, to give it to others.
Yes.
That is preaching means that.
Yes.
I have
yes.
used this medicine,
yes.
it has cured me from such disease, I must give it to others, recommend
yes.
it. Take this medicine, it will help you.
This Mayavadi Swami, Muktananda,
yes.
he was in Los Angeles,
yes.
and he gave example
yes.
that when you eat something very nice,
yes.
you become silent.
You become?
Silent.
Silent. yes.
So I gave this example that you have said. When you eat something very nice, immediately you broadcast to the person next to you, oh, this is
if
so...
If there is anyone whom you love, you cannot partake. You cannot but give it, to extend your helping hand to you. But you are selfish people, and so you are punished to enter into the grave, spiritual grave. You like the cessation of the nectar and flow. You have no knowledge that the flow may be nectar, and all flow, all movement is mundane. You are suffering from that disease, that hopeless disease like cancer. That wherever there be movement, any movement, by more than many, there cannot be harmony. If seeking harmony, seeking oneness, you have to enter into grave. Outside the grave, you cannot find any harmony, any beauty.
Yes.
Your beauty is to be reduced into cipher.
Yes.
In other words, you are an atheist of the highest order because you do not believe in the tastefulness of that, of the highest nectar, Satchidananda. Ananda is not to be, cannot be tasted, we cannot partake to taste of that Ananda. The highest position to cut off cessation with the whole environment, with Ananda even.
So once the jiva is atomic chit shakti, right? Atomic portion of chit shakti. Once the jiva is enlightened by chit shakti and hladini, this ananda, can he ever give that up?
He give up?
Can he, once he has tasted
the full sudhi sadhu? So, the Sukriti or by Sadhu association, a slight injection of that higher type of amritam, he can't forget. Gradually, it draws him to that side.
But when he's in that side?
When?
When he is established in that side.
Established?
In the spiritual world.
Yes.
When he's established in his swarup.
Yes. Then?
Can he give that up?
Shakti.
Yes, once the jiva.
We are told very rarely it has been found that even from Swarup Siddhi one may deviate for the time being.
But what about Vastu?
But never from Vastu Siddhi.
Yes.
From Swarup Siddhi also deviation is possible sometimes.
Yes.
But from Vastu Siddhi never. No fault is possible.
Right. So the other day, you told me that some section of Mahabhagavat, they view the Nitya Badha Jiva, that this is just, it is part of Leela, that he's come here.
Yes. That is a section.
But that is their vision.
Deepest vision. They say this Baddha, this Baddha also temporary.
Yes. But I just...
Nitya Lila, Maya's function is conditional.
Yes.
The Saraswati is eternal from its all aspect. But the Maya Shakti, suppose the hospitals and the prison houses may be closed sometime, may be closed. No patient, no culprit. So it may be closed. But the king, government in the country cannot have a stop. The country,
yes,
the movement,
right,
in the government of the whole country, that may not stop. But the prison houses and the hospitals may sometimes be stopped.
Right.
So this Maya may seem sometimes in a non-working position. So they say the limit of Maya. Maya, and when also it is working, it is working indirectly to help Saraswati, only for the time being, only for the time being.
Right. So, but those Baddha Jivas, were not in Vastu Siddhi.
That's when an affectionate mother is punishing a child,
yes.
And suppose he is putting the child in a room and under lock and key. The temporary looker may think that is under lock and key forever. But a wise man and a patient only for a minute or two, the mother will come and unlock and take the child in her lap.
Yes.
So temporary vision. The conjecture, the supposition of temporary vision, that is something else. Yeah. And long sight, far-sightedness may divulge some other truth.
Yes.
So something like that.
Yes.
Something like that. Oh, that is suffering in the mind jurisdiction. That is for a limited time.
Yes.
They will again be allowed to participate in this. Krishna is there and he is merciful. So no vindictiveness in Krishna. So none can be reckoned as lost forever.
Yes.
It is only for the time being affectionate punishment is dealt to him. When one has got such sort of vision that Krishna's grace is unlimited and his eye is everywhere. So the punishment only can be temporary and not outcome of any vindictiveness. So it may be neglected. Because he is in the boundary of Krishna consciousness. Krishna is attending him. Krishna's consciousness has never separated from him. It is there. Mm-hmm. The guardian's eye is there. So his suffering may be apparent and temporary. So everyone, in a way or other, serving Krishna. That is in his connection. That sort of extension may be in his view. Do you follow?
Yes.
Giving trust to the particular type of vision. The wife, my interest is greater than Krishna. he is everywhere. His guardian's eye is present with him. What sort of help he would need from me? Krishna is there with his graceful heart, more than anyone. So why should I go to think about him? That may be the type of vision of a particular section and which cannot be eliminated at all.
Yes.
At the same time, and there she is concerned more with the infinite wave of vision. And those that have got a little limited form of vision, no, he is suffering, I must go. Krishna will back me to help him. I can't tolerate his suffering. That is a relative wave.
Yes.
Madhyamadhika. So, nothing is completely to be eliminated.
Yes.
But generally, we must do according to our own position. We must be sincere to our own feelings, and thereby we shall thrive. You follow?
Yes. Yes, our own position.
Yes. Our duty from our own position. We must not feel that we have got the vision of that Mahabhagavat and do accordingly. That will be hypocrisy.
Yes.
From our plane, we must select our duty and do accordingly.
It will
go. Yeah. Am I clear? No?
Yes, that's clear.
Hare Krishna.
And also, the other day, you said something that when we go to analyze the spiritual world, it is not like some dead thing, that when you go to, it's the same, but each time it's a living thing.
Yes, so living thing, and it may show infinite character to me. Always new thing, ever new. It is ever new, it is independent. I am different. As it will disclose to me, I am bound to see that only, not more. If we approach the infinite, the characteristic of infinite truth is such. It is all super consciousness, made of super consciousness element. The element is like that. They are not fixed material. Or even this material thing, that also by analysis may show many phases.
Yes.
That also cannot finish. They finish what to speak of spiritual substance.
Yes.
So the So that I shall know everything. Ultimately, that is a foolish thing, and that is also untenable in the spiritual world. When we shall live and move within the atmosphere of infinite. Only it may be applicable to this mundane world, that also to a certain extent. Analyze the atom, electron, and then again analysis of electron may come some time after. So no end. Anuraniyam mahatu mahiyam. The smallest of the small, and the biggest of the big, everywhere he is. Still, I must have some ardentness to do good to others according to my standard. And there is a gradation also. Consideration of good and bad is there. They are in different planes.
Isn't real good to others?
And the highest plane, the most fundamental plane, then everything is good. Everything is good. And until and unless we reach that plane of thinking, of living, we shall have to deal with all this relative good and bad. each one in his position in that highest place. He thinks I hold the best position. Yashoda won't admit that Radharani, he holds superior hold, she holds superior hold over Krishna. No. He's my, I took him, look at other day, as my daughter-in-law, can she cross my control? Never. I have got the complete hold on my child. So in this way, in relative position, everyone thinks I hold a very favorite position, a very suitable, most suitable position I have held. That is my temperament there.
On Janmashtami, I was reading the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto of our Guru Maharaj, and it one place describes the appearance of Durga, Jogamaya, but as Durga Devi, when she appears as the daughter of Devaki. You know that portion?
Where Devaki or Yashoda?
Of Yashoda.
Yashoda, 800.
Yes.
Yes.
So in that purport, our Guru Maharaj said, the Lord appears and the Lord's energy appears together. And then he explained in the purport, he said, therefore, we chant Hare Krishna and we are praying to the energy, Hara, Hare, the energy of the Lord, to please engage me along with you in the service of Krishna. So he's saying that we're Hare Krishna, we're praying to Krishna's energy, Radharani,
Radharani,
to please engage me.
Hara means Radha, but it's not same with that Ashtabhuja Durga.
Right.
She may be considered to be a particular shadow of Radha.
Right. But so he was just pointing out that we're praying to Radha to engage us in Krishna's service, which is being conducted through her. So it appears we cannot approach Krishna directly, but we can approach Radharani directly like that.
Also, coming in details, when we go to Radharani, we do not eliminate Krishna. But to get Krishna in a better way, we go to Radharani. So also, when approaching to Radharani, then also, in a proper channel, we must approach her. So the consideration of the Shakhi and the Manjari comes in front. You follow?
Yes, yes.
To go to Radharani, to have her, direct approach is not possible for ordinary souls like us.
Yes.
We must go through. And according to her consent, I should be properly placed, located in my befitted service amongst the Manjari, Sakhi, etc. I should be adjusted. And from that position only, that my fitting position only, I will be able to draw my best benefit from the whole of Krishna, from Radharani, all that, and properly located.
Yes. And,
that will be most beneficial to me, my proper location, Samandhagyan. From there, where I can show my best service, render my best service, and I can draw my best remuneration.
So then the best position for the aspiring jivas is the third position.
Is it?
third position.
What is that?
No, they not directly to Krishna, first position.
Yeah.
Manjari, second position.
Shakti, Radha Rani, second position. It's potential. Direct potency, second position. And then the Shakti, there. And then Manjari,
so
fourth position.
Oh, so
and then Manjari, fifth position.
To assist them.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. From Krishna, it may be generally the fifth position. In Madhur Rasa. And so also in other Rasa, also that sort of hierarchy. And according to our innate capacity, the service would be drawn most from me, and my remuneration would also get, I shall go in the maximum way, in a particular, that is, Sambandhagyan, proper location. Sambandhagyan means proper location, consequently.
So sometimes these spiritual personalities, like Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they're coming to this world and giving service.
Delegated superior power by the will of Lord.
And then they give so much service to their disciples while they are here.
Some delegation capacity may come, may descend in any position and can give him the power to do as he is representing, whose delegation he is. That is possible. Especially in Gurudev, we have to see the highest delegation we are ordered. And with that capital, Krishna is present there in Gurudev. That Guru also Diksha and Shiksha, different types of Diksha, Guru. Bhatta Padarsak is also considered a guru. Then Nama Guru, Bhagavat Diksha, then this Pancharatra Diksha, then Sanyas Diksha, all these, and Raghumargiya Diksha, there may be so many Shiksha Guru also there. But the special dedication, simultaneous dedication. Krishna may dedicate power for one disciple to one guru and for another disciple to another guru. A special will, delegation may differ in this way. And he will be present there. Of course, if the hierarchy is a genuine one, not imitation, not concoction, in a genuine place, that should be the policy. That is the policy. কত বাইল দশটা দশ পনেরো
হরে কৃষ্ণ
হরে কৃষ্ণ গৌর হরি বহুত দায় চৈত দায় গৌর হরি গৌর